So let me tell you a little bit of funny story. It was a three older lady seated on the couch, you know, watching TV. These three older lady talking about, because each one of them, they have a son. The first one, she said, my son is a priest. When he come through, all the lady, they said, good morning, father. The second lady stand up and said, my son is bishop. When he come through, all the lady said, good morning, sir. The third lady stand up and said, my son is 6 foot tall. He dress well. He looking very nice. When he passing through, all the lady said, oh my God. My daughter told me, don't say that story because maybe somebody get offended. Praise God, hallelujah. This morning I want to share something very important to all you and I. We live in a dangerous world. We live in a very dangerous world. And I wanted to talk to you this morning. God is protected in time of trouble. Amen. Can I hear amen? God is protecting in time of trouble. If you have your Bible, I want you to open in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33 said, but whoever listens to me will live in a safety place, and they be seated without fear. Amen. And they will be seated without fear. Let me take you to another verse of the Bible, very important for all of us. Psalm 91, verse 9. If you're making the most high dealing every in the law, you are my refuge. Then no harm will be before you. No disaster will become near you, for I will command the angel concern you to guide you in all your way. Father, we pray this morning that your presence touch near life, that you be with us this morning, Lord, that you be secure into our life, Lord Jesus. We pray for security to this country, Lord. We pray for blessing to our country, Lord Jesus. We pray for blessing to our church, Lord. We pray for blessing to our family, Lord Jesus. We pray for peace in everyone in us. Lord, we pray that you building a secure fence around our life. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Let me say this once again, that we live in a dangerous world. God is protecting from all of this harm or trouble time. We face a dangerous time in our lifetime. The Bible ensures us that God is a safety for all the one who believe in God. Amen. For all the wonderful living with God's presence. When you look at the TV every day or every night, you only see in TV these days violent, criminal, and terrorists. Is that what you see? You don't see anything else. You see violent, criminal, and terrorists. So God is our protection in our life. He protects you. He protecting from this evil world and this disaster time in the world. The Bible is telling us that it's very important that you and I will recognize that we're living in difficult time. You probably hear what's happening in Europe a couple of days ago. That's the majority or the English people have voted to be against the European Union. So this is not something new for the Christian people. The Bible is talking about that this is going to happen. If you study very well what Jesus said, that the Romans will become more powerful. So the unity from the Europa becoming more powerful. And the dispute that happened in this day, you see, they're affecting a lot of people, including our country, including our business, including our lifestyle. I wanted to bring you to attention that we're living difficult time in their life. And we needed to stand together to come close unto Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus, very soon, He'll call His church home. And you and I, if we're not ready, we will leave it behind in the difficult time in the world. We needed to consider this thing that we needed to be stand up for Jesus and defeat the evil world who do the wrong thing. Listen to God. About that, He said that I will protect you, because God knows this thing that will be happening very soon. God will protect you. No harm will be coming to you. But this question here, you needed to know God as your own Savior. When you know what time it was, and that, you know, He prepared His life for security, because God told him that will become a problem to the world. And so He built an ark for protection His family. And He built and constructed the ark the way God wanted Him to do it. But nobody was believing Him this is going to happen. It took 120 years when that happened. But when it happened, He's the only one in this family to go into the boat to serve His life. And I want to tell you that we live in a dangerous world, and the only one to be saving if you have a Jesus into your life. Because when He come and call you on the middle of the night, nobody will save you if you have a Jesus close into you. We live in time in a very dangerous world. When I saw the happening in Europe a couple of days ago, I was praying that God has come close into your life. Because this is not something new. The Bible is talking about. Jesus was mentioning this. The power of the world will be increasing. The authority. You will be lucky to live in safety in this world. I like to live in safety. I want to live in safety on this world. I want to live in a Christian country. I want to live with the brothers and sisters who love one another, not to hide one another. But let me tell you what the Bible is telling us. The Sodom and Gomorrah is the only four people who was able to escape from the evil world. And when the angel of the Lord, they said to these four people, go, don't look back. And one of these persons looking back and die on the way. For you to be saved on this time, the evil world, you needed to protect yourself with the power of the Holy Spirit, where they can guard your life in time of a difficult time. In time of difficult time. When you look at a politician on this time in the world, they scare you. Because they tell you one thing and they do another thing. They tell you one thing, they do another thing. I wanted to ask you to consider it twice or three eyes before you vote who you should vote in. Because not everyone who say they do good things, they do that. Consider it people maybe that has a Christian valuable that will be helping you and I. The Bible is telling us that God is said very clear. He will rescue you in time of trouble.
God will protect you and I in time of trouble. God will deliver in us from the time of trouble. God will protect you from this evil thing. Jesus said in Matthew 25, 6, in midnight, Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 6, in midnight the bridegroom has come. But when he comes in the middle of the night, if you're not ready, you have no way to go to say, I'm going to get ready. So you need to be ready, because we live in a dangerous world. We live in time that we got to stand as a Christian to shine the banner of Christian life, to tell this world that we belong to Jesus.
We have a Christian today that even shame themselves public to say they believe in Jesus. Let me tell you something very important. If you shame to public and say to Jesus that you belong to him, he will be shamed for you before his Father. Jesus said, I will protect you if you acknowledge me. Jesus said, I will protect you if you acknowledge me. I will call in on your name and you'll answer me. Because you hear my voice. In Psalm 34, verse 7, it said, that the angel of the Lord come around who fear him and deliver him on time of harm. In Proverbs 14, 26, he who fear the Lord has become a 14 tower, become a refuge in time of a problem. My question will be for you this morning, fear the Lord with all your heart, because he will bring an angel into your life in time of trouble. He will bring an angel into your life in time of trouble. Not everything that we see today, they're looking, they're true. Not everything you see in TV, that is true. There's a lot of rubbish on the TV today. I remember as a young boy, when I was watching TV, it was a beautiful show. You can enjoy it, but today you only see garbage things in TV. They either scare yourself and for your children to watch it. Fear the Lord with all your heart. And God will create a fence around your life, a security on your life, that no evil will touch you. But you needed to not understand that you needed to be on that fencing, of that security area. In that security area will be protection. I don't know how many of you have been on the army, but I did 2 years on the army as a young man. On the army, when we gone to the camp for practical security, there was a cable round, they will be like a fencer. The commander was telling us that we are secure on that place only if we be inside the line. But if anyone of you on the night, on the day, will go out of the line, no longer you can be secure, because we cannot see you. But let me bring this into attention. The Jesus said that you will be secure if you be inside this garden. If you be inside this fence where the Holy Spirit able to tell you in time of trouble to run away from the place. But if you are out of the fence or the way the Holy Spirit leave you, you'll be really in trouble. You'll be really in trouble. Because there will be no protecting for you. No harm will become to you if you are in my arm. If you are my security guard.
We live in danger world. Let me explain to you a little bit better. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 and 13, in the middle of the night, God said to Moses, I will pass in through the city and I will kill every first generation, the man and the animal. The only one that will be safety is the one that will be anointed with the blood. When God will come through with the power, he only be safety was in the house where the blood was around on the architrave of the door. The dead were passing through. No harm will be happening to that family. Let me tell you, if you don't cover with the blood of Jesus, the problem will become and you will be not secure. Only the one who was with the blood of the Lamb was able to be secure in time of trouble. God is coming with the great judgment and destroy all of the city and the country of Egypt. God will come and destroy all of this world. They are doing evil things these days.
Evil. They will not provide. Evil will not provide. God will destroy with his great power. Making sure, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear friend, making sure that your relationship with the Lord Jesus is growing through your life. Making sure that your relationship with the Lord Jesus is growing through your life. They are Christian today. They just look clearly very warm, but they're not hot. And God has got enough with this warm thing. He actually told us, he said, I will vomit you from my mouth. You need it to be hot or cold. The blood of Jesus, it protects your life and my life. The blood was protecting every family that was on the city of Egypt, in the country of Egypt. If the blood from the Lamb was protecting every family that got the symbolic of the Lamb blood, the dead was passing through, don't touch the family. But the one that was not sound of the blood was completely destroyed. And there was a cry for the entire nation. Because God's judgment come to the ground and did that for them. And I wanted to tell you today that the blood of Jesus will protect you and I. Will protect you and I. Jesus in Matthew 28, he said, in 18:20 said, he said this word, Jesus. He said to the all authority in the heaven and on the earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make a disciple of the whole nation, and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all of my commandments. And I will be with you until the end of the age. Don't say until the end of the world. Until the end of the age. Just think about when is the age? When is the age? Protect you from evil. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Not be smart for me, but be with me, because I hold you into my right hands. I lift you up with my right hands. I hold you into secure place. What I should say to you, my dear friend, stay closer to God. Stay close to Jesus. The Lord delivered him in time of a problem. The Lord delivered you in time of a problem. How they deliver me in time of a problem? For God to deliver me in time of a problem, He must be know my name. He needed to know my name. He needed to know your name. The Lord will protect him and be preserving him in time of difficult life. He will bless him and He will lift him with surround with His own hands. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And when I prepare the place for you, I will come back to you. And I, where I am, I'll take you. But let me tell you why Jesus come back. When Jesus come back, He come back with the white horse. He don't come back to love the world anymore. He come back to take His bride with Him. He come back to bring safety to his bride. He come back to take you home. He come back to protect you. He come back to destroy the evil world. And some of you think that I am crazy to preach that way. Let me tell you something. I'm telling you that this world, it become dangerous world. And they needing to, you and I, we needed to know that Jesus is close to come. And that He said, in midnight, you'll knock on the door. But the only one who able to see Him is the one that have the oil reading to the Lamb, to walking with Him outside and to go to the heaven. And to make any clear picture, a lot of the Christians, we will leave it behind. But that's not the end of the world. The church, He continued to leave even after that happened. But the only problem is on the church, there's no more Holy Spirit left on the church. The Holy Spirit to go with the bride of Jesus Christ. And the one who left it behind, the only way to be escaping is got to escape it to death, to die. And I don't want to scare you what's going to happen next. You, this morning, to come close to Jesus. To invite you to come close to Jesus. To embrace the Holy Spirit into your life. Jesus said, I know them by name. And that when I call them, they hear my voice. And they will protect you. Because I will not let them to touch by the enemy. I want to conclude this morning with you to say a very important word. Stay close to Jesus. Let me repeat that. Stay close to Jesus. Stay close to God. Climb. Grab yourself on Him. Grab yourself on His word. Get the word of God in action to your life. And God can speak into you clear. For you to be safety in this time of troubled world, you needed to be close to Jesus. And Jesus will be there for you. And He rest you. Amen. He rests you. Can we stand before the presence of the Lord?